Spinoza reminded us that we're in the school of God. And we all know that when we go to school, we start out in grade 1. And then grade 2 and 3 and so on, high school, college, university, etc. And that there is a learning curve that brings out and about a maturity in the particular field that you may be going to school in. And we all know that Gideon is going to be used as we go through this story in a mighty way. We've labeled our studies Gideon, the mighty man of valor. And here we're now introduced to him, and we find, I believe, the first step, or call it grade, in the school of God that we find him graduating from. And it is simply this. It's what we've been discussing, but could be labeled and should be labeled feeding on Christ. Mm. That's the first step. We have to, as individuals alone, take that time. Mm. And in the quietness of that secluded place where we are protected from the enemy, all that's around us and what's going on around us at such an unbelievable speed, and there in the quietness of this secluded place is to feed on Christ as the wheat, really.
Amen.
Okay? And to take that in, and then the Lord will take us to graduate from the next step, which I think Chuck was just starting to get us to.
Well, David wanted to say something.
No, I was just saying that as we move on, again, we have to be reminded that this man, Gideon, is not a man who places himself in a position to be recognized. Mm. I think we need to reemphasize this. The angel doesn't come, and Gideon doesn't see him, and Gideon says to himself, well, now the angel is here, let me impress him. Let me give him an idea as to what I am capable of doing. Gideon was oblivious to the angel sitting at the terebinth tree. And there the angel of God takes account of Gideon. And it is after he takes account of him that he comes forward and he says to him, you are a mighty man of valor. Now, you may ask the question, how am I a mighty man of valor? What was I doing that was of such great impression? I wasn't fighting anything. How am I a mighty man of valor? Well, let me show you why you're a mighty man of valor. You were securing wheat in the wine press in unnatural circumstances to set it aside so you might be fed and the people of God might be fed. That's what makes you a mighty man of valor. Providing for yourself. I think Emil emphasized it after David brought out the fact of sometimes we need to be those who can prepare ourselves to take up responsibility here or there. But yes, I think the emphasis is not so much on how much I can prepare to present, but what am I gaining for myself personally? Feeding on Christ so that I might be personally established. And that's what Gideon was doing. And as a result of the food supply, now the angel of God is able to use the man, a mighty man of valor.
You can tell when a young person is really reading and studying the Word, and when he's not. You can tell. I tell the young people in my meeting, I know when you're studying and when you're not. I could tell. And I know you speak, but you know what? I could tell when you spend time in the presence of the Lord. Talking about prioritize your time. Look, this is a secret here. Gideon, spend time. In the wine press, speaks of the death of Christ. Mm. Threshing wheat, speaking of the person of Christ, the grain of wheat. Mm. He was, every day, I am going to tell you this, every day, if you are a morning person, have some times in the morning. If you are a late person, have some times at night. Mm. Spend time every day in the presence of the Lord. Read the Word. Not so you can get up and speak on Sunday. Not you can, you know, no. Spend time in the presence of the Lord and feed on the Word, because the angel of the Lord is watching. Mm. That is the secret. If you want to go out of this conference with anything, go home with this. Make time. Make time when earthly things are taking over, and school and work and home situation and whatever. Make time. Spend time. If you are a morning person, I'm not going to tell you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning if you can't. But if you are a morning person, get up half hour early and spend time in the presence of the Lord. If you are a lay person, do it at night. That's what the secret for Gideon. That was the secret. There were many young men, as I said, many young men in that land. But the Lord, there was only one person who was spending time in the presence of the Lord, feeding his own soul. And the Lord used him.
So, Emil, you're saying that we are building reputations, amen, even now as young people. And we may think that that's only going to happen when we do some great thing when we are older. But I was thinking, Brother Dave, that, you know, when you think of valor, as you said, it's connected to battles. But Gideon was involved in a battle.
Yes, right.
Right? And he, I think he had a sense of the fact that there was something great was at stake here for God. And while it might not have been so obvious as it is to us having the ability to look back, he recognized that there was the enemy. Here is the need for food, sustenance for myself and for others. And Gideon built a reputation because he wanted to stand in this day of weakness. While the rest of Israel might have been making alliances, because what happens, you know, when we get hungry, right, we make a lot of compromises. The food may not be so good. We say, well, you know, I'll never eat from that restaurant over there. I heard some pretty bad things. But let me be really hungry and start getting a little headaches. The food starts to look pretty good. But Gideon said, that's not going to be me. And so Gideon found himself in a place where he could enjoy the Lord Jesus, and the reputation that he built, the name he built for himself, was that he was a mighty man of valor.